The new French film, Godard Mon Amour, is about the trailblazing director Jean-Luc Godard, told through the eyes of his muse, his first wife. It's the familiar story of the difficult but brilliant artist and the woman he loved. But NPR contributor Andrew Lapin explains how the film knocks the domineering artist down a peg.
If you ask anyone who's studied film over the last 50 years to list the greatest directors of all time, there's one name that's probably going to come up more than any other.
Jean-Luc Godard.
Un film de Jean-Luc Godard.
Le nouveau film traditionnel de Jean-Luc Godard.
As one of the creators of the French New Wave, Jean-Luc Godard helped redefine what movies are. He broke all the traditional rules of filmmaking by introducing rapid-fire editing styles and by often literally throwing philosophy in your face with title cards and graffiti. One of the most famous scenes of his career is a 7-minute-long traffic jam in the movie Weekend, where, in one shot, we see all representatives of modern Western life stalled out on the side of the road, honking their horns incessantly. The new movie Godard Mon Amour depicts the moment in 1968 when Godard shifted from fun, frothy experimentation into a kind of full-on political filmmaking, desperately wanting to be the voice of France's new youth movement. The filmmakers show Godard as a talented man who brought us films like Breathless and Contempt, but treats his fans, colleagues, and romantic partners with, well, contempt. In one scene from Godard Mon Amour, the director, played by Louis Garrel, insists he doesn't want to be like everyone else with their boring bourgeois pastimes. The movie is told from the perspective of Godard's first wife and muse, Anne Wojcicki, played by Stacey Martin. She was 17 when she starred in Godard's movie La Chinoise in 1967, and in the midst of the radical student protests sweeping through France, the director fell in love with his student. At the same time, he was going around insisting that the old Godard was dead, leading a successful charge to shut down the Cannes Film Festival in solidarity with the student movement, and interrupting activist meetings to go on weird, sometimes anti-Semitic rants, behavior that drove Wojcicki crazy.
C'est pas compliqué, faut choisir. C'est soit la politique, soit le cinéma.
La révolution, elle doit d'abord commencer par soi-même.
After a while, Wojcicki was done being a party to Godard's narcissistic behavior, and done with being trapped as a muse with no agency over her career. She wanted out. And you might too, because this movie's version of Godard really is that obnoxious. Here he is berating a film student who decided to fanboy over him on the street.
Je vous avais envoyé une lettre au cahier.
Oui, mais c'est extrêmement ennuyeux pour moi, là.
Godard Mon Amour is directed by Michel Hachanavicius, who made The Artist, an homage to silent movies that won the Oscar in 2012. He's really good at mimicking the look of a Godard film, but it's a cutesy version of Godard, with all the quirky title screens and editing tricks from the earlier films Godard later tried to disown. Yet even as the movie's winking at us, it lets us see this guy through his wife's myth-dismantling eyes. It tries to have it both ways, honoring its subject while humiliating him. Godard probably won't pay it much attention, though. At age 87, the man is still making strange, challenging work. Next month, on the 50th anniversary of the time he shut down Cannes because times were too political to show movies, he'll be premiering his new movie, an exploration of the modern Arab world called The Image Book. And he'll be premiering it at Cannes.
Le Vietnam brûle, moi je hurle, Mao, Mao. Johnson rigole,
for Here and Now, I'm Andrew Lapin.
Le napalm coule, moi je roule, Mao,
you're listening to Here and Now.
Les villes crèvent, moi je rêve.